Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, well, well. Someone has a touch of the Irish in them, huh? Who's feeling it? Who's feeling the St. Patrick's Day spirit, huh? Aaron Addle?
Oh, sorry. I was on a boat earlier and I got seasick, so that's why I'm a little green beneath the gills, as the sailors say.
You have gills?
Well, no, that's that just boat. It's just
like a water world situation.
No. Sorry. Sorry. What are we're doing? Sort of Irish accents or something?
No. What the fuck, man?
Sorry. I must.
Aaron and I certainly are. Because we're Irish.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. I'm actually part Irish.
I don't go to where you work and start throwing in spaghetti fucking dinners or whatever Palestinians eat.
Oh, I work at home. You've been in my house. You've absolutely come to my house.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I did throw that big spaghetti dinner at you.
Yeah, well, in the middle of me eating hummus.
A happy Easter.
Happy Easter. No. Aaron,
what the fuck are you talking about?
High tea tie. It's
Aaron. What are you eating on the podcast? People are gonna fucking
Patrick's
people are gonna
Day.
Be at our throats in the comments. What are
Mute
you eating?
Me. Mute me.
Aaron is always after me, Lucky Charms.
I'm having right, the well, last bite of my little sandwich because I was so hungry. I thought I was gonna faint.
I thought you were going to faint. Did you? Well, what you should do is smoke a little weed, play a little golf, and
check.
Tie something around your collared shirt, or as I call it, high tea tie.
Wow! Yeah.
I do love how someone's feeling faint, and your first advice is smoke a little weed.
Make a little noise. Get down tonight. Here's something I just thought of. Is this something? Everyone is so hyper concerned and focused about finding a four-leaf clover. Mm. My opinion, keep the four, drop the C.
Okay.
Find a four-leaf lover.
Oh.
Now, four-leaf lover.
That took me way too long.
Yeah, what is a four-leaf? I'm stuck on what a four-leaf lover is.
Interesting. What do you think it is? And then I'll tell you what it is.
No, I've bought this
He's
bag
been
of
burned
beans
before.
Yeah.
He's not falling for this again.
It sounds like something in a Taylor Swift song.
Four leaf lover.
Yeah. Four leaf lover.
Well, it's someone who loves you so much that they'll buy you a dining room table of your dreams. And that dining room table will extend to fit 40 people.
Dude, a four-leaf dining room table would be insane. Your knees would be slamming into the bottom of that thing. It's just like fully collapsed. How many fucking leaves? You have like 18 inches of leaf in here.
So what are we doing today? GPC, are we talking about today? Irish
Well,
there is
corned beef and cabbage.
You know, there is no better way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day than with the St. Patrick's Day edition of America's favorite game, small, medium, or large.
Yay!
It's been so long. Six Flags, little
Surf's
guy.
Surf's up, my guy, 100%. Surf's up, my guy, 100%.
Casey turned his video on to do that.
Casey spilled Chardonnay over
his
soundboard.
He looks so smug. He looks so fucking smug.
Oh, that was very good. We're playing a St. Patrick's Day edition of small, medium, or large. It's America's favorite game, and it's America's favorite holiday. What I have for you is a collection of, I want to say, Irish / St. Patrick's Day themed small, medium, or larges. And y'all know how to play, but if it's your first time listening, I'm going to give you a prompt, and then you just have to tell me if you like the small, the medium, or the large version of that prompt.
JPC, feel free to say no. Is it possible that we could, just in light of the holiday, could we do small, medium, and large?
I mean, I'm not going to say no because I don't have to do anything. So, yeah, I think that you could all do, you could say small, medium, and large.
And JPC, remind me, how do I lose this game?
Aaron, the only way to lose is to play. So let's play small, medium, or large. If you're following along at home, feel free to play along with us. Your first item, corn, beef, and cabbage. Small, medium, or large.
I would eat for this on St. Patrick's Day separately? With my fam.
Yes, for corn, beef. So corn, beef, and then cabbage. All three separately.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Sorry, Aaron, you were saying.
My mom used to make that on St. Patrick's Day. Mm. Cabbage is bad. Cabbage is actively bad. Texture-wise, taste-wise, it's nothing. The whole meal is very salty. I'd say I like it. It's nostalgic, but I just need a taste. I'm going to go small, Your Honor.
Small and corned beef and cabbage. Addle.
Ooh, this is tough. I love corned beef. Love it. So freaking tasty. And I've made corned beef and cabbage in my crock pot. Aaron, I did.
Oh.
You were at the wedding.
Congratulations.
You danced with a 28 hunk of corned beef. There's pictures.
Does that sound like how Shrek would say that he just took a dump? I just made corned beef and cabbage in my crock pot.
That is my not pot. A safe accent for you to do. You were choking.
And then Donkey comes out and goes, "Pee you, Shrek. It sounds like you just made corned beef and cabbage in your crock pot." And then they make waffles.
And in the morning, I'm making love for the lover. I would say I've made corned beef and cabbage in my crock pot before, and I have to fully agree with Aaron. It smells like fucking farts.
Yeah.
Like not even like farts with a capital F, a capital A, a capital R, lowercase D, capital S. Like it is bad.
Smelling that in my head. Having
no
fun.
Offense to anyone who enjoys cabbage. I enjoy or cabbage farts. Sometimes or farts. But it's when you cook it maybe I'm doing it wrong. Because mostly I'm farting right into the crock pot the whole time. I would have to say, but corned beef,
not right.
Corned beef is so friggin' delicious. So I'd have to say
corned beef and cabbage has the unit. Yeah. It's not separated.
You can't separate it. I would have to, I'm going to go medium, a nice healthy middle ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And I'd probably eat around the cabbage.
Okay. How about this? a patch of shamrocks.
Ooh.
A patch of shamrocks, small, medium, or large.
So remind us, a shamrock is a rock.
It's a clover.
It's a clover.
Yeah.
Oh, I was imagining a bunch of shamrock shakes in a field. That's not right.
Oh, that large shamrock shakes. So
the Irish hills of shamrock shakes.
So
I'm gonna go large.
Okay, I do like the way that they look. I just kind of like they're a fun. You know, I don't know if they're a weed, but they're fun looking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? A Guinness.
Oh, sorry. Can I? I haven't answered yet.
Oh no! We have to move on. I'm sorry.
No. No further questions, Your Honor. I'm going to go small because hidden amongst those shamrocks might be poison ivy.
That's true.
Not worth it. Not worth it to roll around.
It could be underneath. It could be right underneath. Yeah. Okay, we're moving on to a Guinness.
Okay. My goodness, my Guinness. I'm going to go large. I went to the factory, the distillery, the brewery in Dublin.
One of those things.
Incredible. It's huge. I had the Guinness stew. They had Guinness on tap. I ran into Travis McElroy and we shared a clinky of a beer.
Oh,
that's how big that place is. I had no idea Travis McElroy was there. I heard his laugh and I turned around and I go, "Travis?" And I was like, "Holy shit."
Wow.
Guinness is delicious. It's like drinking bread. And the people who say Guinness tastes better in Ireland, they're full of shit. It all tastes the same. But it's very good. So I'm going to say large Guinness.
Aaron?
Well, it's my mother's drink of choice.
Ooh.
It's her favorite drink is a Guinness. And I've never had one. But I'd say medium, because too much, I think you're going to feel a little bit in pain. But
moderation.
Small is not enough. So I'm going to go medium.
Yeah, it's a heavy drink, too. Okay, what about a leprechaun? Small, medium, or large? A leprechaun.
Oh, this is tough. Here's what I'll say. Fucking love leprechauns. So I would, normally I would say large.
You love
but
leprechauns?
I love them. Can't get enough of them. Fun little
you
fellas.
You love leprechauns?
They're fun little fellas. Freak. They're seasonal little fellas who sneak into your lawn, have some fun. I would normally say large, meaning I like them and I want them in big quantities. But
yes.
With a leprechaun, I think the biggest honor would be to say small, because then you're honoring their being and their form.
Mm.
So I'm going to go small, but what that means is tons of love.
Okay, gotcha. Big so fan. You want? Are you saying that you kind of maybe want something that's kind of in between a large, which is how you feel with how much love you have, and their size, which is a small?
If
because,
something existed.
My man, I got a medium here with, 20,000 miles fresh on the lot. I'd love to get you into a medium.
2012 leprechaun? Honda leprechaun?
Aaron, small, medium, or large on a leprechaun?
This one feels obvious to me. I'm going small.
Small. Okay. Getting a pinch for not wearing green. Small, medium, or large? How much do you like getting pinched for not wearing green?
Stupid. Small.
Green's my favorite color, so I like to wear green, but I don't wear it all the time. And I remember in high school when I used to get pinched for not wearing it, I'd get really annoyed. I don't like to be touched.
Wait. Just on normal days of school? Like you
every
show
day.
Up to school?
Every day I didn't wear green, I'd get pinched.
Damn.
I had some terrible teachers. I'm going to go small on that. It sucks.
Okay. What about playing a fiddle in an Irish band but falling in love with an English man?
Large.
That's going to be large for Aaron?
I showed JPC that music video in our old studio in like maybe 2019, and you were like, this is terrible. And guess who references that song and thinks about that song all the time? JPC.
You?
No, you.
I'm not blushing. You are blushing.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.